This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was news out of Bangladesh overnight, a follow-up to the collapse of a garment factory in Dhaka 2 years ago that killed 1,100 people. 42 people, including the owner of the Rana Plaza, the building that collapsed, and a dozen government officials now face charges ranging from building code violations to homicide. 17 of them face murder charges. Akbar Hussain, the BBC's correspondent in Dhaka, is on the line. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What has the reaction been so far about these charges?
The reaction so far is very positive from different quarters, because finally they have seen, even after 2 years, the charges have been framed. So now they're waiting about the trial process. Once they are convicted in the lower court, then the convicted persons, they have every right to go to the high court. So this is a long process which will take time. So garment factory workers and their rights activists, they are saying they want to see these people to be punished in future.
Have you seen improvements in the condition of the workers since this collapse happened 2 years ago? I mean, there were promises by Western companies that they would inspect more, that they would do more. Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, we have seen few positive changes, because after the Rana Plaza disaster, more than 3,500 factories have been inspected by the inspectors appointed by European and American initiative. So now things are going on. And what the interesting thing is that in last 2 years, we haven't seen major disaster in Bangladesh's garment factory, not any fire incident or building or factory collapse, something like that. But how long it will continue, that's a big question.
I wonder how much of the delay in this investigation, how much of the 2 years, was because garment factory owners and manufacturers over there are so powerful. They have so much influence in the government and in the economy.
We have seen in the past many fire incidents where hundreds of people, garment factory workers, were killed. But no one was punished for that. So this time, when the incident was so big, more than 1,100 workers had died, all the local and international media, they were keeping a very close eye on the incident. Mm. And garment factory owners, they were creating a pressure on the government. But the government, they had to be firm on their stance and the investigation must be completed. So that's why it was taking so long. Government officials who were accused initially, they were also creating problem in the investigation process. Mm.
Are these good jobs to have?
Look, Bangladesh is a country of 160 million people. And more than 40 million people are living under poverty level, who earns less than $2 in a day. The government estimate says more than 7 million people are working in the garment industry. Most of them are female. And many people are looking job in the garment industry because they don't have other option. So this is a big sector in Bangladesh where garment workers can find a job easily, and they're providing a lot of employment opportunities for poor people, especially who live in village or rural areas.
Akbar Hussain with the BBC in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Akbar, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.